This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, enjoying the good. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to A to Z here on Arming Shrey with me, Sister Zainab. And obviously the topic of enjoining the good, so forbidding, prohibiting the bad, is a huge topic. And you know, again, I'm always saying it's something we're meant to be engaged in actually on a daily basis. It is actually a duty for us. And for sure, I think some of us, or many of us, forget this, how important it is that, you know, if we do see something that is wrong, we should think about what action we can take. Like, can we, if a person is, or even if it's some, imagine it's something little. So I'll give you a very sort of small, let's say narrow and sort of focused example. Imagine you have a friend. Speaking more to the women here, maybe to sort of families, if there's a sort of family, a woman in your sort of family amongst your relatives, or maybe a friend, could even be a colleague at work, who you know prays, does namaz, but you're also aware that this person, this woman, always has the nail polish on, and does, and we know that because obviously they go to the salon, I don't know, and however long these nails last that people have done at the salon, whether they have it lasts them 1 or 2 weeks. And obviously you can't actually make ablution. Wuzu is not valid if you have nail polish on. So obviously if we just do a little bit of quick thinking ourselves, if we know that our family member or our colleague is praying, and we're also aware that none of the wuzu is valid, and because of that, all of their namaz is invalid. So we actually need to be saying something, because we need to help this person so they can actually have prayers that are valid. So obviously then the next question is, okay, so how do we do this? How can we sort of enjoin the good, basically? Welcome back, Jade said, here on I'm Being Shrey with me, Sister Zainab. And obviously, I've been talking a little bit about a very small and particular example of where we maybe need to take action, speak up, and enjoin the good. So we can for sure help another person to make sure that, let's say, some of their worship is valid. And that's really important. If we have some knowledge and we're aware that someone else's worship or some part of their worship is totally invalid, yeah, we need to say something. It's our duty to help our fellow believer. But I wanted to also give you a slightly different example of enjoining the good, that it takes us into a sort of public setting where, you know, we have to be a bit more proactive. And this is maybe a sort of setting where maybe not all of us would step up in this way, but maybe we can. Maybe we can even think of other examples. So this is an anecdote from life of the famous martyr from Holy Defense, Ibn Hadi. So what he would do, so he would sometimes collect money for his friends, and then he would put it to a good purpose, basically. So one of the things he would do, so he was aware of a man who was sort of selling tapes. So I don't know whether these were sort of, could have been videotapes or sort of these sort of old music cassettes. Because this is obviously going back to the 1970s, definitely the 1970s, I think. And so he was selling tapes, and he had said maybe also illegal music. So Ibrahim Hadi was obviously wondering, okay, so what can you do to actually sort of prohibit, prevent the bad? So what he would do with this money, obviously, that you collect from the friends, he gave this man money, and he told him to go and find another way to make his sort of future money. So obviously, so that was, in a sense, that's quite efficient. So he compensated the man for his loss of earnings through preventing him, advising him to stop making money through sort of basically a haram way, but then also sort of giving the encouragement to sort of go and then find a better halal way of making money. You know, whether we're able to do something like that, or maybe just sort of think specifically about the smaller example I mentioned the first part of this episode. But for sure, there's better ways, there are more ways that we can really be enjoining the good and prohibiting the bad, inshallah. So that was it for today, and I look forward to welcoming you to another episode of IA to Z here on Arabic Radio, and farewell. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of A to Z. And for more information, please also visit our website at www.iranradio.ir.